Canada is a top five destination for both U.S. beef and pork exports, but U.S. shipments are sometimes slowed by regulatory issues. The transition to the Public Health Information System, or PHIS, was intended to simplify this process, but as U.S. Meat Export Federation Director of Export Services Courtney Heller explains, some obstacles still remain.
Canada is one of our largest trading partners for both beef and pork. We value our relationship with that market extensively. Over the last couple of years, we've started to incorporate the PHIS export component, and the purpose was to improve and really shorten some of those interactions at the border to clear product more quickly in both directions. So PHIS was intended to reduce paperwork and human error. And when a system goes online, all of the paperwork, like letterhead certificates or testing requirements, go into that PHIS system, which allows the inspectors both on the USDA side and in Canada just see, sign, and process more quickly. We're finding that our electronic system is requiring paperwork, and that was not the intention. So we're working with Canada to streamline the documentation process.
USMEF is also working with industry partners such as the Meat Institute to eliminate other barriers for U.S. meat shipments to Canada.
We have found that some of our members have stopped shipping to Canada because of stoppages at the border. There's an effort underway now that was started by the Meat Institute in conjunction with their Canadian and American members to really address some of the slowdowns at the border that could be improved upon by reducing some of the inspection requirements or testing requirements. Our countries have virtually equivalent food safety systems, so some of our inspection processes could really be eased by just working together.
For more, please visit USMEF.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm John Harris.